Welcome to Dish Nation!
People Magazine has coronated a new sexiest man alive, and it's probably not anyone you expect.
Ooh, honey. And, honey, are Nelly and Ashanti working on a baby report? See what he has to say.
Also, Boosie says he needs some help, man. Keeping out of jail.
All right, but before we get into anything, we have to welcome entertainment journalist Melissa Knowles back in the building. You like that, Boosie?
Really happy to be here with you guys, but not as happy about this first story. Tell us what's going on, HK.
Damn, son. Well, after 1 year of dating and extravagant trips and gifts, Lori Harvey and damn son Idris broke up. Who's surprised?
I am.
What?
Yeah, they seemed like they were in love. I mean, after she got away from Michael B. Jordan, she got with Damson, and then he seemed like he loved her. He reminded her of somebody, and he was very wholesome. And, you know, he wasn't like all those other guys. And now, here this happened.
What do you mean, so, got away from Michael
B. Jordan?
What do you
mean, wholesome?
Weren't her and, I mean, how long ago was that? It hasn't been a year.
Well, Michael
a
B.
year
Jordan?
With who?
You gotta be specific.
Yeah. Be specific.
Yeah, they was together like almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And then there was
that
a little gap.
Heartbroken. Did y'all see
and
him?
And this picture right here, Damson looks captured. Well,
she looks like he's operating him like a Muppet.
The couple put all the rumors to rest by releasing a joint statement that said, "We're at a point in our lives where our individual paths require our full attention and dedication. Okay. We part ways, remaining friends with nothing but love and respect for each other and the time we shared together." Mm. It's kind of like the
great publicist note.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Very well written.
I love rich people when they break up, honey.
I know, right?
Yes. And she's doing that relationship like a driver's license. You change it every year, every so often. Okay. And I think more relationships should be like that.
That's not how your driver's license works.
You change your driver's license every what?
Like 20 years.
No, well, that must be y'all in Oklahoma, honey. Because in Texas, baby, we don't do that.
Also, this is the time. This is the time of the year where a lot of breakups happen right here. Before Thanksgiving, before Christmas. Because you don't want to drag them to family holidays and then break up, like, what, right before Valentine's and your family's like...
You just don't want your family to see y'all fussing.
Exactly.
And why go into Thanksgiving if you're not thankful?
Hello. So,
but you also don't want to show up to Thanksgiving with a brand new person who you just bought into your fold.
So they can't judge them and be mad if they don't like something that they did in the past.
So which Infinity Stone or person should she collect next?
You need to quit, not Infinity Stone.
What does Lori Harvey do?
She's a socialite. She's an entrepreneur.
Evidently, she reads DMs. That's what she does.
Why, you trying to slide in?
No, well, yeah, I mean, of course, but also, you know, you got to shoot your shot. Shoot your shot, boys and girls. Perhaps Lori might want one of my cousins in them. Wow, they really wrote an M in there. You know, my cousins and them. I'm talking about 57-year-old Patrick Dempsey. McDreamy is what the ladies love to call him during his Grey's Anatomy days. And now, to the world, he's known as people's sexiest man alive.
Ooh.
McSteamies, they would sometimes say.
I can see that.
You see that?
You into that, Brad?
Yes. Yeah. He said, "I'm glad it's happening at this point in my life. It's nice to have the recognition, and certainly my ego takes a little bump, but it gives me the platform to use it for something positive." He also joked about how he's always been the bridesmaid for the people's sexiest man alive, referring to having the small photo in the corner on the cover when George Clooney and Matt Damon held the title. And now he's finally made it.
Oh, congrats, Patrick.
Am I the only one who doesn't get it? I mean, are there not younger, sexy men who could have been on the cover? I mean, put a brother on the cover. I'm just saying. I mean, it's not like he's not cute, but I'm not in the dream. Somebody already woke me up.
Who was the last brother on the cover?
Michael B. Jordan?
Baby!
They should do Lenny Kravitz. He deserves it.
Yeah.
No, they should put Flavor Flav, honey. He's a great guy.
Flavor Flav?
Do you really think Flavor Flav is up there in the conversation?
He's a human being. He's a man, and he's sexy to somebody.
There was a whole show where people were trying to pursue his loins.
You know what I mean? That's so true.
One of your cousins liked him, Bridget Nelson. Let's be clear.
My 200th cousin, Bridget Nelson. Okay, to see more of the men featured in People's Sexiest Man Alive issue, pick up the new issue on newsstands nationwide Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it looks like Nelly is ready for his third bambino, a.k.a. a baby.
Oh.
Ooh, and it's getting hot in here.
So, hot.
So last week, Nelly celebrated his 49th birthday, and over the weekend, he showed off on IG what Ashanti gifted him for his special day, a royal blue 6-4 Chevy Impala with the caption, "Tanner, can you do the honors? Your best Nelly."
Golly.
Golly.
Damn, Mama, you did that. Baby gift overkill. I was trying to do it like an Israel. Okay, you know what? Don't do this to me.
You did terribly.
Say, you know, when mama, he's like, say, damn, mama, you did that.
Damn, mama, you did that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Who was Jessie here? She would have melted in her seat. Yeah. And Carlos. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course, this caught the attention of fans, and one IG user brazenly wrote in the comment section, get her pregnant tonight. Nice. To which Nelly replied, I'm on it, along with a salute emoji.
Wow.
Ah, this is what's up. Yeah. I love this.
Yeah. Yo, that is a dope car, man.
Yeah.
Like,
it is.
For a second, I thought it was like kind of like Tommy's car from Power Force. Uh-huh. But man, like, yo, the convertible component, man, takes it up a notch.
I love Ashanti for that.
But if I was, I would get pregnant for him. She'd be a fool. No, ma'am.
Why?
Why? He had other women help Miss Jackson and all those other women.
And she dated other men, and they're at a point in their lives now where it's all good, and they're probably going to have kids and get married and grow old together like people do, Gary. Mm-mm.
And that store's about to close, so he got to kind of make a move.
Yeah.
Not for him.
Well, it's never for him. Like, you know, guys, we keep late hours. But women, you know, you want to get them where they can still enjoy it. Like, just imagine if you would have went through what you went through, like, 7 years from now. Mm. And how tired you would have been.
Not necessarily. Sarah was 80.
I question the calendar practices of the Bible.
Sarah, baby, in the Bible.
You probably don't know about that one.
That's okay, because he's saying what he said his preacher said.
Exactly. Can I get an amen or an oh my?
Oh, yeah.
That's an oh my.
Yeah.
That's an oh my.
Oh my. Well, Boosie says if someone don't find his ankle monitor charger, he might go to jail, man. So Boosie recently hopped on X with a desperate plea to his 1.2 million followers, and apparently he lost the charger to his ankle monitor, and he's on a flight, and he's asking the public for its help, and for a small fee, of course. He wrote, I was on a Delta flight coming from Atlanta to LA, and my ankle monitor charger slipped off my leg, man. It's either in Atlanta Airport or LAX. Can you please bring it back to me? 5,000 cash reward, man. I'm not trying to get in trouble, man. I like being outside, man.
You added that part.
Some new and improved ankle monitors?
Thank you. How do you lose it?
How do you lose
the charger? He lost the charger.
The monitor don't fall off, but the charger?
Yeah.
So was he walking around with the charger on it? I didn't even think
how
so with charger.
Is it USB-C? Or is it the wide mouth original iPhone style charger that everyone doesn't have?
Not the original.
You've got to be able to find a standard charger for that.
They come with chargers. So what do? Stand there and plug up?
Like a Tesla?
You can't take it off, so you must have to sit down and chill.
Yeah, sit still by the chair.
I'm gonna be here. I know y'all waiting for me, but I gotta finish charging. Yeah. I'm on my way.
You gotta plug up when you go to bed.
That's crazy.
He lying.
Plug up when you go to bed.
Up next, Lady Gaga, honey, gets best possible revenge on her ex-classmates. We'll explain after the break.
Ooh, Gaga.
Oh, her lipstick is fabulous.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
So Bachelor Nation's Carly Waddell was recently on Trading Secrets podcast and revealed that she and Lady Gaga both attended NYU's Tisch School of Arts together. Now, Carly said that Gaga was very extra back then, surprise, and drove her crazy. It seems that Gaga would sing at the top of her lungs and play the piano every day while everyone was on break just trying to eat their lunch and relax. Mm. She also said that Gaga used to wear super tight leotards with her boobs hanging out. Carly went on to say that although she wasn't a fan of her back then, that was a different time for her and she wasn't her best self. So why are you still hating?
It sounds to me like she's like, Lady Gaga used to practice being a star back in college.
She is one of the biggest stars in the world.
Yeah.
How dare she?
From practicing and singing and playing the piano.
Yeah, and this lady has like the facial features of a hater. Like, it's like the bone structure, mouth placement,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, she can't help it.
The way to do this is someone's like, you went to college with Lady Gaga. Tell us about that. Yeah. You're like, she was a genius back then.
Yeah, we knew that.
And was a workaholic.
You can even say she drove us crazy singing all day, but look at her now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because like, when you take it for the voice thing and you start talking about the way her body fit in the outfit, you really processed this hate for a long time.
Girl, you have Polaroids? Like, are you still looking
at
them?
You've been thinking about her for a long time.
It's sad, though, because I was a sissy in school, and people talked about me
Oh, what did they say?
Look at you now, Gary. Look at you now.
With your, with your bald man boots.
I know.
Still so big for that ass.
Man. Stomp on them haters with them boots, man. Stomp on them.
Yeah. Well, moving on, it seems that Charlie Sheen has recently had a change of heart when it comes to his daughter, Sammy, having an OnlyFans page. Mm. Now, Denise Richard revealed that he was not having it when she first told him about Sammy having a page because of the site's reputation and the thought of her filming adult content. Mm. Well, now that the paper started rolling in for Sammy and she was able to buy her own car and a house from OnlyFans, Charlie has changed his tune and is now okay with her doing it and tells her to just keep it classy and possibly keep winning.
Have any of you ever seen it? Like,
no.
Her page?
Tanner.
No.
Why did you make that face then?
Have you ever seen
I
want to know, is it risque? Is it past risque? Is it too much? Should her family be embarrassed?
Listen, like, I'll do the research and I'll
report
back.
I'll
do the research.
You probably already researched.
Yes. I research. I'm the hand of OnlyFans research for Dish Nation.
I'm not hating on her having an OnlyFans. That's not what it is. It just feels icky. It's giving ick to me that your dad now approves of the content. Is he looking at the content?
So the content must not be so bad. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we did a story not too long ago where the mother and daughter was doing like photos together.
And I found
that to be weird.
That's weird.
Yeah. You know, but I also know it's a whole genre online. Scantily clad.
Maybe like swimsuit, like calendar type photography. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's black weird, Melissa. There's a different weird.
Oh, there's
weird.
A difference.
Listen, white weird gets really weird.
We have seen it, honey.
I talk about the Eastern Bloc countries.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Coming up, Mario Lopez addresses the haters who claim he is code switching. His response when we come back.
Oh. You gotta watch out for that Eastern Bloc.
Would you like to have sex with your clone?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Beep, beep, beep. Okay, you guys know Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Kyle Richards and Mauricio Umansky are separated.
Oh, no.
I know. And they're reportedly working on the relationship despite all these rumors that he was involved with his Dancing with the Stars partner, Emma Slater. Mm-hmm. But check this out. Their joint net worth is reportedly $100 million. But they don't have a prenup. Oh. So in a 2017 interview that just surfaced, Kyle said, "My husband and I didn't have two nickels to rub together when we got married, so a prenup was not an option or even talked about."
Oh.
Whoa.
And where did they get their money from?
I mean, real estate for him.
Okay.
And for, I mean, I thought she had family money, though.
I don't know where Kyle got her money from.
She's a nice housewife. She's been on there quite a few
seasons.
She has, and
she is one of the OGs of Beverly Hills.
She was in Halloween,
Oh, that's right. Because they had a Halloween joint that they had a couple years ago.
But also, it's like, do you even think about prenups when you're not a wealthy person? Yeah. If you're wealthy?
Yeah, you should. That's what the new thing is. Now, they're saying you should because this is my stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm taking it with me when I leave.
That's petty.
The new stoves are very nice. If you want to keep
your
stuff.
You would be petty and take a stove.
No, not me specifically, but I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now it's the new thing, too, post-nup.
What's a post-nup?
Pre-nup is when you get married. Before. Post-nup when you leave.
Sounds like a divorce.
Yeah, well, but it's called posting up.
Well, all right, y'all. Seems like Mario Lopez has been famous forever, all the way back to Saved by the Bell. Uh-huh. But in a recent TikTok, he reviewed a Mexican restaurant and spoke Spanish, and it had the internet shook it.
Oh.
Check it out.
They were mariscos, el bigotón. Got my friend Funes right here. We got some classics. Ceviche de camarón con mayonesa. I like it with mayonnaise. This is basically a shrimp tostada.
I like the salty, kind of sweet combo right there. Then we've got a cocktail de camarón right here. Ooh. Right, you get down on that? I got some Valentina, we got Porfis, but I like the guacamaya.
That's too ethnic,
well,
honey.
Even with his name being Mario Lopez, people were shocked that he's Mexican-American.
Oh,
so Mario dropped this video to explain.
You know, I'm saying food and homes and a lot of like slang and just kind of being yourself. And I can't be like that on Access Hollywood or my radio show. I'm trying to cash these checks. I can't be sounding all hood like that. I gotta keep it a little more polished and buttoned up.
Yo, my Mario Lopez appreciation just went up 1,000%. He is out here playing the game. You know what I mean?
You have to.
No. Yes. He needs to be canceled.
No, he
He needs to be canceled. He is denying his race.
Stop, stop it, Gary.
Don't you cancel Mario Lopez.
We love Mario.
Yeah.
Mario
Lopez. And anybody who didn't know he was Latino is stupid.
We well, love
Lopez.
You.
He looks Latino. No,
That's being not haircut. That's being stereotypical.
I love him.
By the same people that don't understand the stupid.
They're saying his last name Lopez because they got some black Lopez's. And they ain't Spanish.
I got a rapper homeboy named Tito Lopez, and I don't know how he got the Lopez last name, but you know he's very black.
You well, see that? So it's just you can't do that.
I listen. I've been to Mario Lopez ever since he was El Preppy on Saved by the Bell. Wow. You know, like.
And what's your point?
No, it's just like the guy's an icon. The guy's an icon,
but he's still denying his people.
He's not denying anybody, Gary.
He's had longevity in this entertainment business
by
for
playing
all
white
these
and he's Hispanic.
He's himself all the time. He's himself all the time.
Yeah.
Just because he uses more proper English when on television, which he should, so people can understand him.
You can't always use the Queen's English, honey. You need to speak your English.
If the camera would have kept panning, you would have saw Cypress Hill there, too. Like, that's how Latino he is.
Anyway, up next, honey, what celebrity offspring, honey, was just named People's Magazine's cutest baby? Find out after the break.
You bet. What celebrity offspring?
Yeah. We got some haters in here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, it's the last story of the day, so
Dish is it.
All right, we already talked about the sexiest man, but People Magazine also named the cutest baby of 2023.
Oh, True Religion.
And the winner is Ren Stevens. If you don't know the name, oh, there he is right there. He's the youngest child of John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. He was born in June via surrogate after Chrissy gave birth to his sister Esty in January.
This is gonna start like the worst sibling rivalry of all time. Cause like, you know, at some point, you know, the boy is gonna be like, yo, I was cutest baby of that year.
Wow.
Oh, how cute.
What an adorable baby.
Oh. Babies are cute.
Yeah.
No, Melissa.
Not what? All of them?
They say babies are not cute. They say monkeys are cute. Babies are handsome and pretty.
Okay.
Not the spiked hair.
Wow.
I like the spiked hair.
Baby. Look bad.
Who is that?
Same kid.
It's just, you know, different hairstyle.
I love when they're swaddled like that. Yes. They're so sweet and just
like straight jackets for babies.
I love photos of like kids where like they have no idea. Like he clearly didn't know he was dressed up as Waldo. You know, Brett's got this photo, a little true, where he's like in a pumpkin and just like smiling. I'm like, that kid don't know he's in a pumpkin. You know, it's just like it's so hilarious.
And when the babies grow up and look at those pictures, then they get angry with their parents.
They
then how could you
not.
Do that?
They do not.
How could you do that?
Why you just be like a pumpkin, mama?
Exactly.
Why you still be like that, mama?
Do you ever put Beckham in anything cute like that?
When he was little, yes, because I wanted to really name him Bear. His middle name be Bear and his first name to be Theodore, so I could call him Teddy Bear.
Oh.
And I was like, that's cute for like the first couple of months.
Yeah. Right.
But then when he's a grown man, you can't be like, hey, Teddy Bear, mom's here. Like, you know, but yeah, I dressed him as a little bear.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.